Annyeong, it's Ari, your talkative Korean friend and weekend reminder. Before starting, I want to say thank you for participating in the poll last week. On newsletter and podcast, I asked you, what do you read my newsletter for and what do you want to hear in my podcast? And there were two choices. The first one is news, trends, culture, and the second one was Korean lesson. And most of the voters chose the first one, which means I really made a mistake of turning my podcast into a Korean lesson podcast 2 weeks ago. Now I'm gonna fix my mistake. I will focus on Korean news, trends, and culture, both on my newsletter and podcast starting from this week. And I will still do the Korean lesson, but it will be a mini lesson. Mini, but still helpful, hopefully. I'm really sorry for constant format changes in the last few months. I was kind of lost about what I should do, but now I know what I should do thanks to you guys. I promise you there won't be any major changes, at least in the near future. Okay, now let's go back to the podcast. So today's episode is about black comedy that is thriving in my country, a sweet drink young Koreans fell in love with, and lastly, a parody of The Glory, a big hit K-drama series. Without further ado, let's start. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, or anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I prepared three stories, and the first one is this. Black comedy is thriving in South Korea. And it also has a subtitle, which is Why RM of BTS chose a YouTube channel instead of SNL Korea. When I heard that RM of BTS would be on PSIC show a month ago, I was thrilled because it was my favorite show. PSIC show is a comedy program on the YouTube channel PSIC University. Although it appears to be a talk show, it's actually a comedy act performed by three comedians who pretend to be the host of an American talk show. They only invite guests who speak fluent English since it's an American talk show. The hosts mostly use English, but you know, oftentimes pull English and often mix Korean and English, which adds to the fun part of the show. PSIC University is one of many comedy YouTube channels that are thriving these days. More people are watching comedy shows on YouTube rather than traditional TV shows. The fact that RM chose the YouTube channel with 1.85 million subscribers instead of big shows like SNL Korea reflects the shift in K-comedy trends. Comedy shows on YouTube are different from traditional TV shows. Each show, you know, in each show or video, a comedian plays a specific character found in everyday Korean life, such as a strict geography teacher or an unfriendly and poorly skilled makeup artist. Many shows often depict real-life aspects of Korean life. One great example is the Class of 2005 is Here series on PSIC University. By the way, in Korea, Class of 2005 doesn't mean you graduated from university in 2005, but rather you entered school in 2005. The series covers the daily life of an ordinary Korean married couple in their mid-30s with a son named Seo-jun and living in a new town. And of course, you know, all of these are not real. You know, it's just a play played by two talented comedians who have never been married and don't have kids. There are many episodes of the series, and some of them are like this. How a married woman socializes with other married women in town. What kind of car a married man in his mid-30s drives. Or how a married couple argues while shopping in a mall. The series is very popular now, with many people loving it for its superb acting and also because it shows the reality of middle-class Koreans in a black comedy way. So, for example, in the latest episode, the couple attends their son's kindergarten play and pretends to be nice in front of other couples, but later they talk behind their backs about the apartments they live in, or the cars they own, or the plastic surgery they have. It reflects that many Koreans judge people based on the apartment they live in or the car they own. This is a social problem that exacerbates the social divide between the rich and the poor. Many comments say things like, "It's surreal. I saw a mom who tells her kid not to play with a friend because the friend lives in a poor neighborhood." This is a very, very toxic culture, and it's affecting kids. You know, because, you know, kids kind of copy what their parents do. So even elementary school students make kind of inner circles, you know, based on which apartment they live. You know, because in Korea, there are brand apartments, you know, like luxury brand apartments and non-luxury brand apartments. So it's kind of like, oh, I live in a Louis Vuitton apartment, or I live in a Gucci apartment. So when we hear the brand name, we know kind of the price of the apartment. So we know how rich that person is. So many toxic cultures were born because of this, and one of the most toxic culture I have seen on the internet is that rich elementary school students write which apartment they live, which brand apartment they live on their Instagram bio. So they are kind of bragging how rich they are, how rich their parents are. And also, they make friends with others who live in the same brand apartment. So these YouTube shows often remind me of Parasite, a hit black comedy Korean movie, because, you know, most of them cover the harsh reality of the country, just as Parasite talked about the social divide between the rich and the poor, but in a much lighter way. The second story I prepared is about a sweet drink that a lot of young Koreans fell in love with. On my weekly email newsletter, I give you my Korean food recommendation. I always, you know, introduce you food. And I think this is my first time I'm introducing you to a drink. And I have to, since it's so popular right now. Everyone is drinking 아샤추. It's an acronym of 아이스티에 샤추가, meaning adding a shot of espresso to a peach iced tea. So 아샤추 is a peach iced tea with a shot of espresso. This sweet drink was popular a few years ago, and it has come back. And young Koreans love this drink because it's sweet and yet you can get enough caffeine to survive a day. And I also think it's popular because of its cute name, 아샤추. Though one TikTok comment said that it sounds like I shot you in English. But in Korean, it sounds cute, you know, 아샤추. In Korea, there's a saying 얼죽아, an acronym of 얼어 죽어도 아이스 아메리카노, meaning even if I freeze to death, I drink iced Americano. It shows how much Koreans love to drink iced drink even during the winter. And this winter is apparently a season of 얼죽 아샤추. If you read my newsletter, you can watch the making video of this drink. But it's super, super easy. You know, just make a peach iced tea with the powder and then add a bunch of ice and then add a shot of espresso. That's it. It's super easy. Try it and then let me know how it was. The last story I prepared is a viral black cop. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm gonna do it again. So last thing I prepared is a viral black comedy video clip from a recent protest in Seoul. So every Saturday, protesters gather to demand the South Korea president's resignation. Korean protests often have a festive atmosphere. You know, participants hold light sticks resembling candles, just like K-pop fans do. And there are performances like a short play or singing on a stage. And last Saturday, there was a parody of the popular K-drama series, The Glory. In the series, a heroine reads a letter to her high school bully. A performer and protester read a letter copying the heroine's voice, condemning the First Lady's corruption scandals and the president's policy failures. So listen to the partial audio from the video clip. It's about condemning the First Lady's corruption scandal. And if you watched The Glory, you will find many lines very familiar. So listen to the letter.
혹시나에서 하는 말인데 명신아, 절대 사과하지 마. 사과받자고 여름에도 겨울에도 촛불 들었을까? 넌 벌 받아야지. 신이 널 도우면 형벌, 신이 우리를 도우면 천벌. 우린 거기까지 가볼 작정이야. 용서는 없어, 명신아. 그래.
Now it's time for a mini Korean lesson. So today's lesson is this: how to order an ashachu at a cafe in Seoul. Since ashachu is so popular that some cafes have a dedicated menu for this drink, but in most cases you will have to order a peach iced tea and then customize it. So in this case, say this Korean sentence: 아이스 티에 샷 추가해 주세요. One more time. 아이스 티에 샷 추가해 주세요. It means I'd like a peach iced tea with a shot of espresso. But if you are a caffeine lover, you might want to add 2 shots of espresso. In this case, say 아이스 티에 샷 두 개 추가해 주세요. One more time. 아이스 티에 샷 두 개 추가해 주세요. So iced tea means iced tea in Korean, and many Korean cafes offer peach iced tea under the menu of iced tea. So when you see iced tea on the menu, it means peach iced tea. But if you want to be specific, you can say 복숭아 iced tea, which means peach iced tea. And shot means espresso shot in Korean, but just like iced tea, if you want to be specific, you can also say espresso shot rather than just shot. And lastly, 추가해 주세요 means please add. Now let's wrap up the lesson with listening and repeating the sentences with me. We're gonna do 2 times per each sentence. First, the sentence is, I'd like a peach iced tea with a shot of espresso. 아이스 티에 샷 추가해 주세요. Ice 티에 샷 추가해 주세요. The second and last sentence is, I'd like a peach iced tea with 2 shots of espresso. 아이스 티에 샷 두 개 추가해 주세요. Ice 티에 샷 두 개 추가해 주세요. Do you watch any dramas recently? After The Glory, there's this drama I'm crazy about. It's a Chinese drama. The title is Princess Wei Yang. It's a Chinese historical drama about a princess who lost her entire royal family to really, really bad guys. So she's trying to revenge. And the series has whopping 54 episodes, and I'm now on 31st or something. It's so good, you know, there's this like plot twist, and I thought, you know, this character is a really good character, but then the character turned into an evil character. And the main reason why I watch this drama is I currently have a huge second lead syndrome. Actually, this happened when I was watching The Glory. You know, in The Glory, I really loved the husband character. You know, the husband of Yeon Jin, rather than the sweet and the kind doctor guy. And in The Princess Wei Yang, I also really loved this second male lead, who is evil, who is a really, really bad guy. Maybe I'm having bad guy syndrome, not second lead syndrome. Anyway, if you really love evil second lead like me, and if you can put up with 54 episodes, watch the series on Netflix. Thanks for listening. If you liked my podcast, leave a review or leave a tip to support my work. It will help me keep talking and it will make my day. I'll be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.